Simon & Schuster Audio presents Tory Nation, How One Party Took Over, by Samuel Earle. Read by Jamie Parker. As Arundhati Roy said in 2014, what follows in this book might appear to some to be a somewhat harsh critique. On the other hand, in the tradition of honouring one's adversaries, it could be read as an acknowledgement of the vision, flexibility, sophistication, and unwavering determination of those who have dedicated their lives to keeping the world safe for capitalism. Introduction. On the 13th of December 2019, Britain's newly elected Prime Minister Boris Johnson welcomed a new dawn. The Conservative Party had secured its largest parliamentary majority since 1987. Almost 50 new seats had swung the Conservatives' way, including many in the so-called Red Wall. Working-class constituencies in North and Middle England traditionally considered Labour strongholds. Johnson and his fellow Tories were jubilant. "Rejoice," the front page of the Daily Mail sang. Johnson simply did what most Conservative leaders do: win elections. Across its long, winding, 200-year-odd history, 19 different leaders have contested elections, and only 4 have failed to win at least one, with the party holding power for roughly two-thirds of the time, a record of victory that has earned the Conservatives the moniker of the most successful political party in the world. By many accounts, the Conservatives are also the oldest party in the world, with their roots stretching back beyond the 1830s, when the term conservative became common, and lying in the emergence of the Tories as a political faction in the 17th century. The party's main opposition, meanwhile, spends most of its time as just that, the opposition. Since the official formation of the Labour Party in 1906, a source of existential anxiety for Conservatives at the time, only 4 of Labour's 19 leaders have ever won an election, and only 3 with an outright majority. In the last 70 years, that number falls to 2. In the last 40 years, to 1. Tony Blair, Labour's most successful leader and its most conservative. The best centre-right option there is, as The Economist quipped in 2005, as Blair accomplished his 3rd straight win. Take away Blair's victories, and Labour has only been in power for 18 of the last 100 years. The Tories, either alone or in coalition, have ruled for the rest. Such single-party dominance might well alarm the citizenry of a proud, liberal democracy, especially one where well-funded public...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?